here at the American Coalition for Ethanol 25th annual meeting. With me is Merle Anderson and his lovely wife, Lee. And Merle was the founder of ACE 25 years ago. Merle, why don't you just give me a little bit of background? Let's go back 25 years. Why did you see the need for this grassroots organization to form?
Well, I had been involved in the commodity groups a lot, and the rural electrics especially, in my life, over my lifetime, and a leader in the potato industry. So I was, you know, interested in agriculture, and I was always disappointed with the fact that when I was planting a crop in the spring, I really didn't have much of a market for it. There was too much of everything, and everything was cheap, and everything, you had to fight to sell everything. In my experience, I dumped a lot of good tonnage of crops because I couldn't find a place to market. So when I found out about this ethanol thing in a little trip we made to Lincoln, Nebraska here, I got a religion that I never was able to shake, that I could see that this was some way to balance demand for agriculture. And with the support of the commodity groups, the rural electrics basically played a major role. It wasn't really me that did this so much as it was the 10, 12 guys that believed in me that were the smart guys that made it work.
Well, when you look at it today, is this what you envisioned 25 years down the road?
I think pretty much, although I thought it was all going to happen a lot quicker than it has. It's taking too long. My vision at that time was that if we get all the commodity groups in agriculture working together, we can be a powerful force. And I'm proud of that. I think we have came down that road. So,
do you get frustrated about some of the things that you hear in the media about ethanol?
Yes, I sure do. When they accuse us of raising our food costs and this food for fuel, you know, there's such a small portion of the farmers' commodity portion of that food cost that, you know, it's so insignificant. The real cost is in transportation, the $4 diesel fuel, and those sorts of things. And I think, you know, we're getting a bum deal out of it when we shouldn't be. Really, the society ought to be very happy to help us move this product, because When we buy a tank full of $80 worth of gasoline at the gas station, if that ethanol is in there, a fourth of it is probably not going to go overseas to some terrorist group on us. And I've always been terribly concerned about sending our balance of payment and sending our billions of dollars overseas to the wrong place.
Well, what would you like to see in the future?
Would I like to be in the future?
What would you like to see as far as ethanol is concerned, you know, another 25 years down the road?
My effort, of course, has always been on expanding its use. I've always known that we got to use it. You can produce things, but you got to use it. And we've done a good job of producing. And there's not a room for more until we use more. And of course, my goal is that I'd like to see us get to in recent time to 30% blends of ethanol in the majority of automobiles. I don't think you don't need flexible fuels to do flexible fuel vehicles to do that, but I think that's a goal that we could achieve pretty soon. And we're going to start making ethanol out of other products besides corn. Let's be real. It's coming. So, and it's homegrown. It's using our own resources to create billions of dollars to roll over in the economy.
Well, you seem like after 25 years, you're still excited about the industry.
Oh, certainly, and I'm very proud that we've done what we've been able to do. You know, when we think about it, I'll share with you, when we started this industry, why we were going into competition with big oil, and I tell you, you know, that's a big task. And when you realize that our product is designed and produced for the use in automobiles, and the automobile industry has fought us more than they've helped us by far. So we have to stand up and feel proud that we've got to where we're at.
Well, I think so. I'd like to ask your wife a couple of questions here. Lee, obviously you supported Merle through all this. 25 years ago when he came up with this idea, what did you think?
I was happy for him, but I knew that he'd be away from home some, but I guess I was for it. And that's why it just stuck with me. And I'm more for it now than I ever was. So I must have thought it was all right.
Well, how do you think the whole thing has turned out?
Well, I think they've gotten a long way, but there's a lot of opposition, you know, that you have to straighten out, I guess. And I wish them the best. I mean, I hope they can make a good deal out of the ethanol situation.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you and congratulate you, and it's been a pleasure to meet both of you, and I think it's great to have you here at the 25th anniversary. Well, here at the American Coalition for Ethanol 25th annual meeting in Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.